Hello and welcome to Men in Charge in Brief. I'm Kevin Decker.
And I'm Tony Flynn. Today's episode is sponsored by gravel, the small rough chunks of rock that sound wonderfully crunchy underfoot. It's like the earth is talking to your shoes.
Today's sketch is the new pain scale. It's going to be really interesting. There's something particularly interesting in it, which is a potential implicit question. Tony, what's that about?
Yes. Beneath every episode, there's an implicit question that serves as a premise. So write it down, mail it in, and if you're correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Listener, when the doctor asks you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your pain? Do you pause, not sure exactly what the difference between a 4 and a 5 really is? Or between an 8 and, say, 9.4? Too high a number, and they don't believe you. Too low, and they stop caring. Too much in the middle, and they think you're fudging the numbers, so they can't believe anything you say about any of your symptoms.
Sure. Everything hurts, but none of us wants to be laughed out of the waiting room without a chance to explain ourselves. And who among us really understands the numbers we're asked to use in describing our pain?
So next time some too brusque nurse or distracted doctor asks where you place yourself on the HRS, that is the Human Richter Scale, keep these simple guidelines in mind.
First, by setting some early ground rules, you'll gain additional credibility, as well as causing the questioner to pause and look at you with newfound respect. So ask this: are the numbers you're requesting Arabic or Roman numerals? You can then nudge the diagnosis along with this simple tweak: Doc, does the number you request have a base root of 10? Or more along the lines of the U.S. customary system, you know, measuring in inches, feet, and miles? Or are you looking for a figure in the base 60 system, like in the 60 seconds in a minute and the 360 degrees in a circle, favored by the Babylonians, as in, my hip pain is between 30 and 40 seconds past the midnight?
As your health professional considers a reasoned response, press your advantage with this question. Let's suppose that instead of a 1 to 10 scale, we consider a 0 to 100 scale. Probably a lot more precise, right? But are we then using Celsius, where 100 degrees is literally boiling, which also happens to be exactly 212 degrees Fahrenheit? Nothing hurts up to 212, but my hip is still really killing me.
You've by now made your point about the imprecision of a 1 to 10 scale. So when your physician mutters something about needing a beer, your response should sound something like, an imperial pint of exactly 20 ounces or a standard U.S. pint of just 16 ounces?
And when you're home recuperating from minimally invasive elbow surgery on your hip, you'll see on the final report that just before you went under, you'd declared your pain level to have been somewhere between a 7.5, absolute zero, the square root of 16, and the Tropic of Capricorn.
So folks, remember, next time you're asked to assign a number for your pain, consider just saying, it only hurts when I do this.
So, Tony, did someone contact us with an implicit question?
Bethany Westchester from Watkins Falls, New York asks, what if we don't want an afterlife? Do we have to have one?
I think we're forced to, because your decision-making and agency after death is notoriously low.
So you're going to be stuck with it. Too bad, Bethany. But other people to whom we are less dismissive are our cast.
Ann Porter and Greg Smith. Today's sketch was written by Scott Herrick.
And we'd also like to thank the only man who can identify your regional accent from your email, Brian Lindsay.
And don't be a fascist.